Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, entitled Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form, and this is verse text number 6. Tvam hi Brahma vidam shrestha. Tvam hi Brahma vidam shrestha. Samskaran kartum arhasi. Samskaram kartum arhatshi. Balayor anayor nrinam. Balayor anayor nrinam. Janmana brahmana guru. Janmana brahmana guru. Tvam hi brahma vidam shrestha. Samskaram kartum arhasi. Balayor anayor nrinam. Janmana brahmana guru. Someone else, please. Tamhi brahmana vidam shrestam. Samskaram kartam arhasi. Balayor anayor nrinam. No guru. Kartam arhasi. Balayor anayor nrinam. Janmana brahmano guru. Tvam hi brahmana vidam shrestha. Samskaram kartam arhasi. Balayor anayor nrinam. Janmana brahmano guru. Tam hi brahmana festa.
Samskaram kartam arhasi.
Balayor anayor nrinam.
Janmana brahmano.
Ladies, please. Tvamhi brahmana vidam shrestha. Samskaram kartam arhasi. Balayor anayor nirnam. Brahmana brahmano guru. Tvamhi brahmana vidam shrestha. Samskaram kartam arhasi.
Balayor anayor nrinam.
Janmana brahmano guru. Tvam. Your holiness. He indeed. Brahma vidam. Of all brahmanas. Or persons who understand what is Brahman. Brahma janatiti brahmanaha. Shrestha, you are the best. Samskaran,
ceremonies performed for reformation.
Because of these reformatory activities, one takes one second birth. Kartam arhasi, because you have kindly come here, kindly execute. Balayo, of these two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Anayo, of both of them. Nrinam, not only of them, but all of all human society. Janmana, as soon as he takes birth. Brahmana, immediately the Brahmana becomes Guru, the guide. And there's an asterisk here. So at the bottom, here it says, the Shastras enjoin Tad Vigyar Tam Sa Gurum Iva Vibhagachet. And that's from the Mundaka Upanishad 1.2.12. It is the duty of everyone to approach a Brahmana as the Guru. Translation, my Lord, you are the best of the Brahmanas, especially because you are fully aware of the Jyoti Shastra, the astrological science. Therefore, you are naturally the spiritual master of every human being. This being so, since you have kindly come to my house, kindly execute the reformatory activities for my two sons. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chaturvanya Mayastrisa Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. The four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, must be present in society. The Brahmanas are required for the guidance of the whole society. If there is no such institution as Varnashram Dharma, and if human society has no such guide as the Brahmana, human society will be hellish. In Kali Yuga, especially at the present moment, there is no such thing as a real Brahmana. And therefore, society is in a chaotic condition. Formerly, there were qualified Brahmanas. But at present, although there are certainly persons who think themselves Brahmanas, they actually have no ability to guide society. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore very eager to reintroduce the Varnashram system into human society so that those who are bewildered or less intelligent will be able to take guidance from qualified Brahmanas. Brahmana means Vaishnava. After one becomes a Brahmana, the next stage of development in human society is to become a Vaishnava. People in general must be guided to the destination or goal of life. And therefore, they must understand Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole system of Vedic knowledge is based on this principle.
But people have lost the clue. Nate vidu svarta gatim hi vishnum. And they are simply pursuing sense gratification at the risk of gliding down to a lower grade of life. Mrityu samsara vartmani. It doesn't matter whether one is born a Brahman or not. No one is born Brahman. Everyone is born a Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. But by the guidance of a Brahmana and by samskara, one can become Dvija, twice born, and then gradually become a Brahmana. Brahmanism is not a system meant to create a monopoly for a particular class of men. Everyone should be educated so as to become a Brahmin. At least there must be an opportunity to allow everyone to attain the destination of life, regardless of whether one is born in a Brahmin family, a Kshatriya family, or a Shudra family. One may be guided by a proper Brahmin and be promoted to the highest platform of being a Vaishnava. Thus, the Krishna Consciousness Movement affords an opportunity to develop the right destiny for human society. Nanda Maharaj took advantage of the opportunity of Garga Muni's presence by requesting him to perform the necessary reformatory activities for his sons to guide them toward the destination of life. Om Agnanatam Anandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Srila Prabhupada speaks here about the importance of becoming a Brahmana and to introduce Varnashram Dharma in society. This Varnashram Dharma was Srila Prabhupada's 50% of his work that still needed to be done. So we have quite a task for ourselves. We have quite a large... activity, such a large responsibility to introduce Varnashram Dharma in this society and to give people the opportunity to become Brahmins, to raise their consciousness, to come to Krishna consciousness and to create a situation, to create that avenue for people to take to Krishna consciousness. Because right now, as Srila Prabhupada says, society is in a chaotic situation due to the fact that there's not many Brahmins, there's not many people following this Varnashram Dharma system, this Daivi Varnashram is... Srila Prabhupada is teaching us. And so later on in Srila Prabhupada's teachings here, we're seeing where Srila Prabhupada is speaking more about Varnashram. It doesn't make a difference that one was born in a Shudra family, one was born a Shudra. In this age of Kali Yuga, everyone is Shudra, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. However, by the chanting of Hare Krishna and strictly adhering to the process of Krishna consciousness, it gives those who were born of lower backgrounds and lower families, Shudras, it gives them the opportunity to become Vaishnavas, to to help them to improve their consciousness, to increase their awareness of Krishna consciousness. And we have that gift has so nicely been given to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let's go back a little bit and just think about what Srila Prabhupada did for us. Of course, there was a lifetime in preparation, but then in 1965, coming here to New York. So sometimes we think, well, Mangal Artik, before we had the heat on, the floor is a little cold, it's chilly, or we're outside at night, it's chilly. You know, or for those of us that grew up in the Northeast doing book distribution in parking lots in the middle of February when there was snow on the ground, we're very cold. But we did what we needed to do because we did the needful. And from that, the Krishna consciousness movement is growing. So Srila Prabhupada, he came over here after leaving India in a very comfortable situation for spirituality and coming over here and not really knowing anyone and sitting down in a park under a tree and chanting the holy name. And now the holy name is being broadcast all over the world in the way of Harinam, in the way of book distribution, printing books in so many different languages. And we see in so many different places in the world now, Krishna consciousness is there and devotees are being made. So we have a huge, huge responsibility here to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission to give Krishna consciousness to those as he is following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. And there's that very nice verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Yari Deke Taika Krishna Upadesh. And then it goes on to say, Amaragaya Gurutana Adesh. So wherever you go, whomever you meet, tell them about Krishna. And then, Amaragaya Guru Tana Adesh. And then you become a guru. You become a spiritual master. Despite our present condition, where we may have come from, what we think we may or may not know. But if we simply repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada, then all perfection is there. I myself came to Krishna consciousness from receiving a book from someone who was not a devotee. He was favorable to Krishna consciousness and said, hey, you have to check this out. You know, these guys are cool. You got to read this book. It was Bhagavad Gita. And so this person, he never became a devotee, you know, living in a temple, but he was a Varma Pradakshina guru. He gave me Krishna consciousness. So we don't know where these books will end up and in whose hands and who will become devotees. So many times I'll ask someone, well, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? I asked Sura Prabhu. He said he received a book at one of these rallies, at a protest rally. And I said, well, do you remember who gave it to you? Do you know his name? Do you know who he is? Is he still a devotee? And he didn't know. But just imagine the benefit that this person has, you know, giving a book to someone and then they became a devotee. So this is kind of a little sidetrack here. For those of us that are distributing books and giving Krishna to people, don't ever think that, well, you know, I'm giving a book. I don't know where it's going. You know, I don't know if they're becoming devotees. We're doing our part. We're giving the books. They're like bombs. They're like seeds. You know, you're throwing the seeds out on the grass. And maybe not all the seeds will sprout, but some of them do. So with that said, I just wanted to encourage everyone, because we have our marathon coming up soon, and we can all give someone a book, whether we're a cook, whether we're a brujari, whether we... you know, temple management, whether, you know, we're book distribution, we all have an opportunity to give Krishna consciousness in the way of a book to someone. Mm-hmm. So Srila Prabhupada writes here, the Krishna consciousness movement is therefore very much eager to reintroduce the Varnashram system into human society so that those who are bewildered by or less intelligent will be able to take guidance from a qualified brahmana. So that's a very important statement, and that, again, just kind of supports what we're discussing here today about what is our responsibility. So we speak about a brahmana. Srila Prabhupada speaking here about a brahmana. So I just wanted to go here and just speak a little from Bhagavad Gita. There's no purport to this verse, but just go over the different qualities of a brahmana, something we should think about and meditate on and strive for in our lives and daily. It's kind of like a checklist. And if you've been in the pujari room, you go into this on this side behind Gornitai's altar there, and you go into that pujari room. And on the door is the qualities by which the Brahmins work. So that's a good meditation. Take a little walk in there, take a look at it, read it, think about it, work on it. It's step by step. It takes time. Considering the background that we've all come from in Kali Yuga, everybody sitting here in front of me, this is proof. You're chanting Hare Krishna, you're ecstatic in kirtan, you're worshiping the deities, taking Krishna prasadam. You're Vaishnavas. You're developing the qualities of a Vaishnava. So verse 42, Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, this is the perfection of renunciation. Shamo damas tapa socham shantir arjavam evacha ganam viganam astikam brahmakarma svabhavajam. Shama is peacefulness. Dhamma, self-control. Tapa, austerity. Socham, purity. Okay. Socham, purity. Okay. Shanti, tolerance. Arjavam, honesty. Ava, certainly cha and okay, ganam, knowledge, viganam, wisdom. So ganam and viganam, knowledge and realized knowledge, ganam and viganam, ashtikam, religiousness, and brahma karma swabhavajam. These are the qualities by which the Brahmins work. So this is a good meditation to focus on, to develop. Kali Yuga, all of these different qualities by which the Brahmins work are challenging. But certainly by the process of Krishna consciousness and by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, we can develop peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. So there's a lot of nice points to be made from this purport. Srila Prabhupada makes a lot of nice points that we could reflect on. But I wanted to, since today is here in the United States, Thanksgiving, that's something that we should meditate on, not only today, but always, to be thankful for what we have, thankful for what's been given to us. We come in the morning, we offer obeisances, prostrate obeisances to Srila Prabhupada before Mangal Arti, before the deities, when the doors open up. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for what you've given to us. Thank you for the austerity of what you went through. Thank you for the great example that you're setting for us. And thank you for all the wonderful devotees that are around us that we can develop faith in Krishna consciousness. As Srila Prabhupada does write in the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 3, in the purport to the Ashradhanana Purusha Dharma Shasya Parantapa verse, that faith is created by association of devotees. So if we're ever feeling a little lack of faith, or we're questioning, or our faith sometimes gets a little, we may lose a little bit of faith, simply associate with devotees. And then that will help to increase our faith in Krishna consciousness. Just like one stick can break very easily. But when you have many sticks together, it's much more difficult, if not impossible, to break those sticks. And as I like to use this saying, if you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. So it's very important to associate with those people that you want to become like. So if we associate with devotees, with Vaishnavas, we'll become that. We'll become like that. So I wanted to read just a few words from Srila Prabhupada on thankfulness, on gratuity, on being grateful. And a good meditation, it was brought to my attention before class. A good meditation for us, again, not only today, but anytime, every day. A good meditation for us is, what are we thankful for? And who are we thankful to? What are we thankful for, and who are we thankful to? And if we show gratuity, if we show gratitude, if we show thanks, we won't take things for granted. We won't take anything for granted. Someone offers some maha. Thank you very much. Someone gives you a sweatshirt because it's cold. A chadar. Thank you very much. A dhoti. Thank you very much. A sari. Thank you very much. We can never say thank you enough. How many times have we heard Srila Prabhupada say, thank you very much? So I'll read a little portion here. This is from the it looks like it's the fourth canto. Srila Prabhupada writes, a devotee acquires all the good qualities of the demigods. He is Guyanam, the reservoir of all good qualities. His only asset is good behavior, and he is grateful. Gratitude for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of the qualities of Brahmins and Vaishnavas. So interesting that we were speaking here, Srila Prabhupada wrote about Brahmins and Vaishnavas. And here in this purport from Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada speaks that this is one of the qualities of Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Everyone should feel gratitude to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is maintaining all living entities and supplying all their needs. So everything comes from Krishna, as it says in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, one of the nutshell verses from Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya pravavo matasavaram pravartate iti madva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha.
Everything emanates. Everything comes from Krishna.
And Krishna is carrying what we lack. He's giving us everything. He's carrying what we lack and preserving what we have.
So he is maintaining all living entities and supplying all their necessities.
So every day is Thanksgiving for us.
And how do we give thanks to the spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada?
By carrying out his instructions, by preaching, by worshiping the deity nicely, by associating nicely, by doing things for each other.
This is our family.
And sometimes someone needs some assistance. Someone needs to just be heard.
Someone needs to be told, Prabhu, you're doing nicely. Keep up the good work.
And sometimes people just want to be appreciated and they want to hear thank you for what you've done for me.
As stated in the Vedas, this is in the Katha Upanishad 2.2.13, Eko Bahanam Yo Vedanti Kaman.
So that's from the verse Nicho Nichanam Chaitanas Chaitananam.
And then Eko Bahanam Yo Vedanti Kaman.
The Supreme, one who is supplying all necessities to the living entities.
So again, the Supreme, Krishna, Lord Krishna, he's supplying all the necessities to the living entities.
The living entity who is therefore grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly qualified with good characteristics.
So this is something that Srila Prabhupada wrote.
And I just wanted to share that with you.
And then finally, I wanted to just read a little something about Nahari Sharakara.
Nahari Sharakara Thakur, today being his disappearance day.
So I'll read just a few paragraphs.
Before meeting Mahaprabhu, Nahari has written many Sanskrit and Bengali songs about the Vrajarasa of Radha Giridhari. Later, he and Gadadhara Pandit always stayed with Lord Chaitanya. Nahari used to please the Lord by waving a chamra or a peacock fan. Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod's Gora Aroti song glorifies this Nahari Adi Kori Chamada Dulaya. Narahari Shankara's family was the pride of the Vaishnavas. By their influence, all the people in the Sri Kanda became Vaishnavas. The entire village turned into a branch of the desire tree of love of God. Since the time of Lord Gaurachandra, Sri Kanda Sri Kanda has been a preaching center for Gaudiya Vaishnavism. One day, Sri Nityananda Prabhu came to Sri Kanda and asked Nahari, "All right, we know who you are, so where's the honey?" By his mystic power, Nahari turned a pot of water into super sweet honey for the Lord's pleasure. For the Lord's pleasure. Nahari serves Lord Shama Sundar in Vraja Leela as Madhumati, a prana shaki, who supplies mouth-watering honey for Radha, Damodar, and their dear ones. Sri Narahari Shankar's very being was saturated with Radha Krishna Prem. No one can fathom the depth of his devotion and pure love for Radha and Krishna. In Vraja, he is Radha's dear Sakhi, Madhumati, a storehouse of sweetness. And in Gauranga Leela, he is Narahari, a storehouse of Radha Krishna Prem. Sri Chaitanya Mangala. So there's more things that can be said. I just wanted to read a short pastime. So today is Ekadashi, fasting from grains and beans, and a day to increase our hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to maybe chant some extra rounds. So this is a very special day, and we will have guests coming here today to the restaurant. So I just wanted to encourage everyone to thank them for coming to our restaurant. Is there anything that they might need? Are they enjoying their visit? How was their meal? And if the time comes, of course, tell them something about Krishna if they ask. So I want to thank everyone very much for the opportunity to speak something today from Srimad Bhagavatam. And I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki! Thank you. Did I quote you properly? Sorry? Thank you, Prabhu.
You know what?
I know, but I thought that was the one that brought you.